Well, Queensland has recorded 20 new cases of the virus today. 19 are crew members of a bulk carrier. The other appears to have picked up the virus in hotel quarantine. Our reporter Samantha Donovan joins me now with the details. Sam, what more can you tell us about the situation for Queensland?
Well, Sally, starting with the ship, the MV Sanyu, it was off the Queensland coast yesterday when it notified health authorities it had several sick crew members on board. So health workers went on board and 19 of the 21 Filipino crew members tested positive. So those crew members are now being taken to a COVID facility in Brisbane. The vessel will dock in Weipa. So those crew members, of course, haven't been in contact with the community. The 20th case is an Australian resident who lives in WA. They'd travelled from the Philippines and done their 2 weeks hotel quarantine in Brisbane. They'd left the Quest Hotel after returning a negative test on the 17th of July, and they went to stay at the Roma Street Backpackers in Brisbane. They were feeling unwell earlier in the week and went to hospital and tested positive on the 26th, so a couple of days ago. But that person, it's believed, has been infectious in Brisbane since the 22nd of July. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, is very concerned by this possible leak from hotel quarantine. She's urging Queenslanders to keep the testing rates up, keep wearing masks, and she also wants parliamentarians to get vaccinated as soon as possible, given the risk in Queensland at the moment.
I think this is escalating now. We have had 13 incursions of the virus into the Queensland community over the last 6 weeks. That is more than we've seen before for a long time. So I am very worried, and most of those have been the Delta variant. So I just want to manage every single risk that I can think of as much as I can. So I wrote to both the clerks of the Parliament, the National and the State, asking that every single MP gets vaccinated, if they haven't already.
And Sam, for Queensland, what about changes to quarantine arrangements from today?
Well, yes, despite the Queensland government confirming today that the lockdown have lifted, of course, in Victoria and South Australia, it still regards those states as hotspots. So still only Queensland residents can come back from those states. All people who've successfully applied for an exemption, for example, they're an essential worker. But those people who are allowed to return to Queensland will soon be able to quarantine at home rather than going into hotels quarantine, and that setup will apply from 1 a.m. this Friday morning.
And Sam, no new cases in South Australia today, but a few cases in Victoria. Can you tell us what's happening there?
Yes, well, Victoria reported 8 new cases earlier this morning, all linked to known outbreaks and all in quarantine for the entirety of their infectious period. But a short time ago, a 9th case was confirmed. A worker at a Melbourne drive-through testing clinic at Moonee Valley in the city's inner northwest has tested positive. He apparently started feeling unwell on Monday, and we're told he'd worked 2 days at the test site controlling traffic. He was wearing a mask. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says investigations are underway into his contacts.
We do believe that there will be minimal risk to those at the site, that the testing centre was underway. However, the site has been closed. All the staff who have worked on the same shifts have been sent home to isolate and to be followed up. And our pathology team are identifying, in fact, if there were any positive cases who went through that testing centre during the period in which the person worked.
That's Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley, and before him, our reporter, Samantha Donovan.